Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Hi, friend.
How are you?
Are you feeling super motivated and successful, or are you feeling like you're caught on a hamster wheel? If you are not alone. We have all been there, and it is so easy to get caught up in the ads and the influencers and the marketers who make having an online business seem oh so foolproof and easy. Like, do this one thing and you'll make $100,000 in 6 months. I saw that ad come through yesterday, and I'm not knocking this person, but his course was on automated DMs and Instagram. Now, I think that that's a great marketing tool. Actually, I don't. I actually don't love it, as an aside. But if you don't have your business bullseye nailed down, which is what we're talking about in the next two episodes, it does not matter what strategy you use, right? And I'm going to say this again before we start. And I say again because I feel like I've been saying this a lot, but an online business is a real business and there is money to be made. But like any real business, for it to become profitable and sustainable, it is a long game that is going to require you to make some investments, learn a lot of new skills, and constantly be self-reflective. So whether you've had your business for a few years and you are ready to figure out why you are not making sales, or whether you're just getting started, these next few episodes, I think that you're going to connect with them. Also, if you have friends who are business owners, please share these episodes with them as well. Okay, so before we get started, I'm just going to pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for each person listening to this podcast right now. I pray that you would speak through me to give them exactly what you need them to hear to expand their territory and bless their business. I pray today that these lovely people would seek you first and then seek you for wisdom in their business. Please put your hand of blessing on each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's dive in. So there are a few reasons that you are either not making sales or that you won't make sales when you start your business if you don't get these things in order. Number one, your audience is confused about something. Your message, your CTA, your call to action, your solution, something. Clear is kind. Confusion brings no's. That's going to be our mantra here. Number two, your message is going into too many different directions. Now, I divided these two things up, but they really go hand in hand, right? They're so attached to each other. So we're going to talk about these two aspects of your business bullseye on this episode. But right now, I do want to let you know that we have a free guide that will help you work through your entire business bullseye. You can download it at jenkleiber.com. That's J-E-N-N-K-L-E-I-B-E-R, jenkleiber.com/business bullseye, or you can click the link in the show notes and grab it while it's still available. This is going to help you get clarity in words because it's really important as marketers that we can communicate our message on who you are helping, why they need your help, and your solution for helping them, and then how you can message this out in a clear way. It's also going to help you get your one thing goal, which we're going to talk about on this episode. So jump to that link and grab that free guide. Okay, so here's my first question to you. If someone were to land on your primary social media platform that you use for business, would they know within 10 seconds what problem you help people solve? If you aren't sure, and if you're not driving, jump on your social media right now and browse it for 10 seconds. If it's not clear, then you can be pretty sure that people who are not in your warm market, meaning people that already work with you, that they probably don't know either, right? Here's what happens. You're an entrepreneur. You have brilliant ideas. You are a visionary and you probably think outside the box. This is how God made you. This is how God wired your brain. And this is why you're going to be really awesome in entrepreneurship. There are also probably a lot of topics that you can talk about well within your industry. My business started as a consulting business for schools and school districts. Now I have quite a bit of experience, and education is definitely my wheelhouse. It is my passion, specifically struggling learners. Now, I can do classroom management, I can do backwards design and instruction, I can write curriculum, even though I don't want to, I can train on language strategies. But here's the thing, if I'm talking about all of these things, I set myself apart as the expert at none of them. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't coach occasionally on these things, or if a client that knows me really well asks me to create a training on something a little out of my norm, that I won't do it. Depending on what it is, I probably will. But I cannot market myself as a jack of all trades in education. And you can't market yourself in this way either. You can be a coach of all things health, business, crafting, or whatever it is, but people will not remember you if you have made 10 posts and only one of them speaks to their pain point. Okay? So even though you can speak on a lot of different things, when it comes to marketing, you have to get really focused on the topic that you're speaking about so that people will remember you for that topic. So let's first talk about audience confusion, and then we'll circle back to your messaging. What confuses audiences? I'm going to give you 5 things. Number 1, cute names that don't mean anything. Number 2, not having a cohesive social media. Number 3, not having a clear call to action. Number 4, speaking only of the solution and not to the pain points. And number 5, not being consistent. Okay, so let's talk about these. Number 1, cute names that don't mean anything. Naming things is my nemesis. I absolutely hate naming things. It is not something that comes naturally to me. In fact, let me tell you this story. My husband was laughing at me the other day. We were talking about stuffed animals that we had as children. My son still has several of the ones that I had stuffed under his bed right now, but I had never noticed how horrible I was at naming things. Okay, so one of them is named for the person who gave her to me. Okay, this is a stuffed animal that I have had my whole life, and the bear's name is Benetta because my mom's friend Benetta gave the bear to me. One is named Monkey because, you got it, it's a monkey. One is named Russ because I don't know if you remember that brand of teddy bear. I think it was a pretty popular brand, but it had a tag on it that said Russ, so his name is Russ. One is named Fuzzy because he is fuzzy. I'm not creative in this way, okay? But luckily, creativeness can often bring confusion in this area. So the clearer that your names can be, the better. The name of your business, the name of your product or resource, the name of your blog, your podcast. You want this name to be Googleable. I don't know if that's a word, but people need to be able to Google it. So you don't want to change the spelling. You don't want to change the letter C to an S to be creative, right? Clear is kind. One idea that I use, a strategy that I use for naming things, is that I get a piece of paper and I write 1 through 25 down the side of it. And I make myself write out 25 names. A lot of times, I won't get to the one I'm going to use till number 23, right? I also will oftentimes send this to other people or even like my content creator, other people on my team to pick out what names speak to them the most, right? But this is just a great way to get your brain going and to give yourself plenty of options to choose from. So clear is kind, okay? Cute brings confusion. All right, number 2. A cohesive social media strategy. So I've already asked you to do the 10-second check, right? Most social media gurus suggest that you have 3 to 5 social media pillars. This means that all of your social media posts fall within one of these pillars. So for the Faithful Entrepreneur Instagram, for example, I really have 3, okay? The first one is Bible verses or teaching, and that teaching primarily centers around faith, trust, and obedience, because as faith-filled entrepreneurs, that's really the focus that I'm trying to bring into the audience here. Number 2, my second pillar is starting or growing an online business with a focus on marketing strategies, right? So I would say I talk mostly about faith, but definitely have business strategies in there as well. Number 3, behind the scenes. Now, I don't do this very much. I need to do it more. I am a very private person to a cold market, right? So like to somebody who goes and has coffee with me, I'm an open book, but I have struggled putting stuff out, even thinking to put stuff out on social media. But this is a way that your audience can get to know you and can kind of see the behind the scenes of your life and business. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, social media is not a quote unquote natural strength of mine. Some people just seem to be super comfortable, right? And others, maybe not so much. But here's the thing, the clearer your business bullseye is, the clearer your messaging will be, and the easier doing social media will be because you know what your topics are. You're not having to sit there and think every day, what am I going to talk about today, right? There's a lot that can be talked about on the subject of social media, and we will, but to start with, I want you to go in and choose your pillars, choose the pillars that you're going to talk about, and I want you to be yourself. If you are not super active on social media, I want you to choose 1, maybe 2 social media platforms, because in my experience, when we spread ourselves too thin, when we're trying to build too many platforms at the same time, it becomes harder to be authentic and give value, right? It becomes more of a checklist and less as a way to engage with your audience. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Okay, 3, not having a clear call to action. Now, you obviously don't want to sell or require your audience to do something on every post, but at some point you do, and your audience needs to know exactly what to do. If you are new to the business space, this can be really uncomfortable, right? Closing that sale, calling your customer to action can feel really unnatural for you, but your audience wants to know what to do. They are looking at your stuff because something that you have put out there matches a pain point of theirs. And so you want to make sure that they don't have to think too hard to try to figure out how to continue working with you. So you want to have buttons that say download today. You want to have links. You want to have words that say subscribe today, share this with 3 friends, set up a discovery call today. And then we need to have as few clicks as possible for them to do this, okay? Do not be apologetic here, friends. You are providing a solution, a needed solution for your audience's pain points. So be bold in this ask, okay? Be bold in the ask. 4, another point of confusion is when we speak only to our solution, right? What we are offering, and not to their pain points. This point is going to come up again and again and again. And honestly, it's something I have to be really intentional about because it's super easy, especially when we get excited about a course that we have or excited about a resource that we can offer. It's exciting for us, so we want to talk about it, right? But your success will come when your ideal client connects to you because you have addressed a pain point or a symptom that they're currently facing, right? We have a tendency to talk about our solution and all of the features and benefits it provides, but our audience can be confused on this if they don't know that your solution is the answer to their pain points. For example, if you have a meal plan that focuses on macros and you keep talking about macros and the benefits of counting macros, someone who is struggling to lose 10 pounds and get more energy may not know automatically that macros is the answer. You know it's the answer, but we have to be speaking really clearly about the pain points that we solve. And you have to remember that your audience is being bombarded by posts and images every day. And so your messaging has to be so clear that within 3 seconds, you touch a nerve with their pain point so that they continue to see what you have, what solutions you have for that. Okay, and then number 5, not being consistent. You're going to hear me say this a lot too. Consistency over time will create success in an online business. The algorithms for emails and social media tend to like you better, so that means they get your messages in front of more people. You build credibility with your audience, and when you can stay within the pillars that you created for your social media and you can give consistent messaging about your audience's pain points and then your solution that helps with those pain points, your ideal customer is going to connect with you, and they're going to connect with you on an authentic level. But this is the discipline that you must have when it comes to having an online business, because for most of you, for myself as well, this is going to feel very tedious at times. And there will be more times than not that you do not feel like showing up. But this is where success comes. Okay? So remember, clear is kind, confusion brings no's. So bring this around full circle. Let's take a look at the second reason you're not getting sales, and that is that your messaging goes in too many directions. So here's my drop for this. I have a course coming up, about to be released, called the Faith-Filled Business Bootcamp. And we go over a one thing goal, and this is imperative when you are starting a business or scaling a business. Now, it seems like it would make more sense to broaden your audience and your niche, but doing that can actually discredit you. Remember the education example that I gave at the beginning of this episode? Being a jack of all trades is not a good marketing strategy, okay? A tipping point for your business will be when you set yourself apart as the expert in a specific area that brings the perfect ideal customer to you because she has the exact pain points that you're going to solve, okay? Being a jack of all trades is fine for people who already know your capabilities and your area of expertise, but we're talking about marketing to expand your sales, to expand your territory, right? Bringing in new sales will hinge on your message being super clear. In the Business Bullseye free guide that I mentioned to you, I help you walk through this so that you can determine exactly which pain point you're going to speak to consistently, what solution you have for that, and how your customers are going to transform after working with you. When you can build content and resources and value-driven posts around that message, you will eliminate confusion as to what you do and who you serve. You're going to bring in the exact right people who are choosing to hear from you, and then you're going to nurture them until they're ready to buy. And when you have the people who have the pain points that you can solve and are looking for the solution that you have, it makes it a whole lot easier to sell to them, right? Listen, I'm super excited to let you know that I'm going to have a free workshop next month about the first 5 steps to starting and growing your business. You can go to jenkleiber.com/waitlist to jump on the waitlist. No commitment, only information and some really awesome bonuses. We're going to talk about getting your faith-filled foundation. We're going to talk about your business bullseye. We're going to talk about some of the social media platforms, growing your email list. You're going to feel really equipped to start and grow your online business after you go through that workshop. So the link is in the show notes as well. Next week on the podcast episode, we are going to talk more about your ideal customer and how to find them, or even better, how to have them find you. So make sure you tune in. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur. to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can always check out thefaithfulledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.